Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, February 8th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Helicopter crash in California. Militia leader killed. Sports mega bundle. Guns in school. And the 50th anniversary of a classic. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, a Marine helicopter crashed in Southern California on its way from an Air Force base outside of LA to San Diego. The Super Stallion helicopter was reported overdue late on Tuesday. Searchers combed through difficult and muddy terrain after a lot of rain the last week. It was snowing during the search. At the time of the crash, winds were gusting up to 20 miles per hour. These Stallions have been involved in a few crashes recently. In 2016, 12 Marines were killed when two collided during a training exercise in Hawaii. That was pilot error. In 2018, four were killed when one crashed outside San Diego again. And one crash in 2014, 25 Marines and sailors survived when it tried to land on a ship and crashed into the ocean. Five Marines were on board this helicopter. The U.S. has killed the leader of one of the Iran-backed militia groups in Iraq. The individual targeted was a commander who was in charge of operations in Syria. They claim that this is one of the people in charge of that strike that killed three of our soldiers in Jordan. So far, these Iranian-backed militias have led 168 attacks against Americans. They've killed three, very seriously injured 11, and injured 132 others. It's been announced that Disney, which owns ESPN, Warner Brothers Discovery, and Fox have joined forces for a single sports streaming service. It doesn't include NBC Universal and Paramount, which is CBS. No one's sure exactly what this means yet, and no word yet on what this bundle will cost. Word is that it will be over $40 a month. A bill in Nebraska is moving forward that would allow teachers and other school staff to be armed in school. The state senator who sponsored the bill said that Nebraska is very rural and there could be long response times for police. As we learned with Uvalde, even a quick response time doesn't guarantee much. Right now, 28 states allow teachers or staff to be armed. Yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the release in theaters of Blazing Saddles. So this is your friendly reminder. Perhaps it's been a while since you've seen it. Mel Brooks was reflecting on the making of this movie. He said, quote, "I said to all the writers, look, fellas, don't worry. This movie will never get released. Never. Warner Brothers will see it and they'll say, let's bury it. So let's go nuts. Let's write things that we would never dare to write." And we did. I'm surprised it's still even allowed to be viewed. Came out 50 years ago yesterday. I'm Mike Slater from Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit AHL. ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, Senator Mitch McConnell will be 82 years old in a few days, and it is time for him to go. The Senate minority leader is out of touch with Republican voters and is doing his party serious damage. The turtle, as he is called, got behind the clumsy border bill, which quickly blew up in Congress because it really didn't solve anything. Even a real turtle should have known that, but McConnell did not. Full disclosure, after Kate Steinle was killed by a criminal migrant who was deported five times before he took Kate's life, I drew up Kate's Law, which would have incarcerated any foreign national who defied deportation, put them in a penitentiary for 5 years. Well, McConnell refused to put that up for a standalone bill in the Senate. So it died, just like Kate. I knew then exactly what kind of guy Mitch McConnell is. That law, Kate's Law, would have saved thousands of lives. If Republican senators do not remove him from a leadership position, the party will continue to suffer. Right now, according to the polls, Americans have a very poor opinion of the GOP. Republicans need youth, energy, perspective, not hibernating turtles. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Chris, concierge member. Thank you, Chris. Once again, the insane GOP failed to stick together on impeachment. Democrats did it twice to Trump by showing solidarity. Okay, we went over it, but you're absolutely correct. George, concierge member, most migrants aren't terrible people, Bill O'Reilly. I'm not sure when he counted them and separated the good from the terrible, but how good are they when the first thing they do when they get here is knowingly break the law? What do you mean? If you were a poor man with five kids in Mexico or Guatemala or wherever, you wouldn't try to come here? I would. 10% of every group are evil. That's what we're looking at with the migrants. I don't blame the migrants. Al, the so-called border bill is a joke. It's designed to ensure a constant flow of 5,000 illegals across our border daily. You're absolutely right. That's what it's designed to do. It's so insane. Anthony Indelcato, Brooklyn, New York. Joe Biden does not enforce any existing immigration laws. There's no reason to believe he would enforce any new immigration laws. Excellent point, Anthony. You know, I like that Brooklyn. Very concise. Why would he enforce the new bill? Debbie Woodburn, Valparaiso, Nebraska. What is the total number of aliens the U.S. is trying to absorb, fees, house, combining illegal and legal? Impossible to say because we don't have a head count on the illegal. But we do admit 1 million foreign nationals for green cards every year. But we knew that. A little bit more than a million now. Michael Hawkins, Orlando, Florida. I'm a regular listener, but maybe I missed your take on why the U.S. does not hold Mexico responsible for all the illegal immigration chaos, because Biden wants the migrants here. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 81 years ago today, American forces secured a strategic island in the South Pacific. The Japanese withdrawal ended one of the bloodiest campaigns of World War II and spelled doom for Tokyo. Here is the story of Guadalcanal. The Empire of Japan invaded the Solomon Islands in July 1942 and began constructing a major airfield on Guadalcanal, a 50-mile stretch of hills, beaches, and dense jungle. The base would allow Japanese bombers to hit targets in Australia, New Zealand, and New Guinea. In August, U.S. Marines launched an amphibious assault on the island. A fleet of Japanese cruisers and destroyers engaged the Americans, Tokyo deploying thousands of additional troops to defend the territory. Well, the battle dragged on for 6 months. On February 8, 1943, Japan abandoned Guadalcanal. In total, 24,000 Japanese troops and 7,000 American military were killed. The battle was a turning point in World War II. The Allied victory ended Japan's dominance in the Pacific and advanced the approach towards Tokyo. And here's something else you might not know. While most missions are fought on air, land, or sea, the campaign to secure Guadalcanal was the first operation to include every branch of the U.S. military. Army, Air Force, then a division of the Army, Navy, Marines, and the Coast Guard all were deployed in the battle. Ships clashed in the straits around the island. Planes strafed enemy troops. The Army and Marines fought for every inch of territory. The Coast Guard patrolled the shoreline to stop enemy reinforcements. For more incredible stories about America's quest to vanquish the Empire of Japan, please check out my book, Killing the Rising Sun. You will like it. Back after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.